Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph. This is a hemshech of the Gemara's Kasha and Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Let us just start from Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Hazayre Abayre Vateichen Vamaraket. These are from the Oveis Melochis. So the Gemara asks, Ayinu Zayre, Ayinu Bayre, Ayinu Meraket. Why does the Tana say there's a difference? There are three different melachas. They're all one melacha. It's one tachlis, yemafresh, oichu min apsoilus. Abai v'rove da omri tovayu, kol milse da havi b'mishken, afal gav da ike da dom yelo, choshev lo. So the Gemara answers, since all these three were in the Mishkan, and as we learned yesterday, Tosfos, there's each one has a different chelik in purifying the wheat kernels. Zayre, your mevare, the oichel from the kash, boire from the tzreires, and the merakeit from the mulsen, from the bran. So, since these are three processes which are necessary in order to come to a finished product of Pas, and they all were in the Mishkan, so Memela, each one has a chshivis of a of. So the Gemara asks, v'lechoshev nami kaisish. So why didn't the Tana rechenois meleches kaisish? So Rashi says, kaisish chitin b'machteshes, lahoser kliposa, davoi b'migdosh. It's very interesting how Rashi, we'll see Rashi Kaseida says is the Lashon Migdosh. I don't know why Rashi mentions Migdosh Bechlal. Da'avoi b'migdosh b'samemonim. By Kaisish was, they took off the klipa through Ksisha. Elola, so since the Tana does not recognize Kaisish, mishum de dom yeledosh lechoshiv lo. Danami mefarke milavushi. So you see, since the Tana does not mention Kaisish, so you see, since in Yisod, even though it is a process that occurs after the Disha, but since in Yisod it's one process of Pirik Melevush, so Memele, that's why the Tana doesn't reckon it. So Memele, so we're back, so what is the difference between Kaisish and Beirer and Merake? Omar Abaye shekein oni oichel pitoi beloi ksisha. Zot Rashi, shekein oni oichel pitoi beloi ksisha. That an oni does not need this process of ksisha. Lekach. Aval gav davoyi b'migdosh. Even though it wasn't the migdosh. Ve'ov melochi, and it is an av melochi. That's true, every process that wasn't the migdosh, it was necessary, is considered an av melochim. But given the Tana lay dosh, since the Tana told us the halach of dosh, lay Tana lo. So then he held, it is not wichtig to tell us that kaisish is chay. V'zayre u'boirer u'meraket. Why did he tell us that zayre u'boirer u'meraket is chay? Why didn't, would you say the same thing? Let him tell us boire, and I'll be able to figure out zoire or meraki des chayiv. So he says, he duhe de pasninu. But the reason he told us in the Mishnah, because he wants to tell us the melochis which are necessary when one makes a pas. So since when one makes pas, one needs to have these three malachas, Zayre, Boire, Merake. So therefore, that's why he mentions it in the Mishnah. The Kiv and the Havu b'Migdash, since they were in the Migdash, that means, since they all are of malachas, V'hochil aschil b'sidur in the past, and the Tana started telling us the Sidur HaPas, Taninu. So that's why he told us these other two malachas. That means it would really be not necessary to tell us Zoyre Merakeit. I could figure it out from Boire. But since he wants to tell us Sidur de Pas, so that's why he mentioned all the malachas which are done in order to make a pass. Now, what are you telling me? So Rashi is telling us a reason. That means, theoretically, the Tana should have omitted it. Just like the Tana omitted Kaisish. And I could figure it out by myself. But the reason he did not omit it, because he's interested in telling us Sidra Pas. Because Behemitzin de Zakasha, why Bechlal did he speak about Oife? Oife also is a sore thumb in the Mishnah. The Havalele Misni Mevashel, Veloy Oife. He should have said Mevashel. What happened to Migdosh? There wasn't any Oife in the Migdosh. So why did he speak about Oife? Elo Mishum, Sidur de Pasno Ketva Osa. He wants to tell us the malachis which are involved when one makes a pass. Hoyil va'oife bepaske mevashel besama money. Min halacha oife is just like mevashel. So just like mevashel is chayiv, is oife is chayiv. So memele, he could talk about oife. From oife you know mevashel, from mevashel you know oife. So that's why he spoke about oife. And why did he speak about the other malachis? Why did he mention each malachah? Because that's how you make pas. So that's why he mentioned it. Avoksisha ashirimu de losasi vikoshi lasei soilas nikiya. But ksisha, not too many people are kaisish. Only ashirim do it. Avolaniim loitochi. Hilkech leitani lo. So that's why he didn't mention it. That means, since Raif people, when they make pas, they do not make sisha. Raif people have whole wheat bread. They don't make sisha. There are some people that make sisha. But since Raif pitas are made without sisha, so even though the Tana was marich to tell us Sidure de pas, but the Sidure de pas, the way right people make pas, that is done without ksisha. Umiyu vaday av malochi, it is zicher an av malochi. Ubachlau doshi, and it falls into the category of dosh. Now Rashi was marich over here, and the Maram, the Rishash, and Rabbi Kivega, and the Chayfetz Hashem, all assume as follows, that Be'emesin, the Gemara had said a yesod, that any meloche that was in the Mishkan, and it is a separate meloche, which you cannot raise a chayis from this meloche, so that is a teiresov. So just like in puring the impurities of wheat, there are three separate malachas which are done. The Zayre, Boire, and Merakit. And they are three different Eifanim to purify different impurities. This takes care of the Kash, this takes care of the Tzayres, this takes care of the Musim. So Memele, these are three malachas which were done in the Mishkan and were necessary. So Memele has a Chshivis of a malacha b'fnei atzmai. The same way, Kaisish is also a malacha that is necessary. Perhaps by pas it is not necessary, because pas right people don't make ksisha. But by ksisha samamonim, we'll see that as taisvus kasha. Ksisha samamonim, you couldn't get away without kaisish. Kadashi says that before, davoy b'migdish b'samamonim. By the samamonim, they made ksisha. You need ksisha by samamonim. So Memela, there was there's a process of Mefarik that's called Disha. There's a process of Mefarik that is called Ksisha. And these are two necessary processes. So Memela, so Kaisish is a separate Meloche, just like Merakid is a separate Meloche. So the Maram says, so if a person will be Dosh in Kaisish, Be'el Machas, he'll bring two chatois. Just like when one is boirer merakid, he brings two chatois. So what is the problem? The problem is, why didn't the Tana mention it? So that Rashi is Marech. The Tana is not telling you all the malachis that were in the Mishkan. Because I have news for you. There wasn't Eif in the Mishkan. The Tana is telling you halachis, but he's telling you, he wants Agavucha to tell you the malachis which are involved in Sidur in the past. That's why he didn't even mention Mevashel. He spoke about Eif. The halacha you'll be able to figure out yourself. But he spoke about Eif to tell you Sidur in the past. So since he's interested in telling you Sidur the Pas, and in Sidur HaPas, there's no Ksisha normally, just the Mufonokim make Ksisha, but the normal people in Sidur HaPas do not make Ksisha, so therefore he didn't mention Ksisha. But Lamaise, it is one of the Malachis. No, it is a Shrekleche problem over here. So if it's one of the malachis, so now there are men malachis, there are not lamites malachis. That's the tremendous problem. So the Chayfetz Hashem says, "Ein hachanami, the stakim men malachis." That what the Tan is telling us, the first minion, Oveis malachis aboim chosar achas. These are 39 malachis. That's true. These are 39 malachis. And why he's telling you 39 malachis, he's telling you that you'll be a chayiv many kobonis. Fakert, if we learn Rashi without the gils of the Bach, why is he telling you a minion? Obola diyacha, shenisam no loikulcha, kalilcha shabbos menu, chayiv kama chatoi solof. Not the number. Not the number is the criteria over here. He wants to tell you that it's not like shigigi shabbos. Yechayev, the misalma, mimenu, kol hilche Shabbos. One should not think it as a din of shigigi Shabbos. Chayev, kamachato yisolov. But the number is not a magic number. He rechendois 39. This Tana is speaking about 39 others because he's interested in speaking about Sidur in the past. So Memela, so he said, he mentioned the number to tell you the Chiddush boy. That there are 39 others, and the numbers to tell you there's 39 chatois for the 39 others. And one should not think it as a din of Shigig Shabbos. So he's just telling you there are 39 chatois for the 39 others. But that does not mean there's only 39 others. The 39 others, I'm telling you there's 39 chatois for these 39 others. Later the Tan again says numbers. Arei eilu ha'oveis Melaches aboim chosarachas. Another Mori tells a minyan. So this the Gemara says later that he wants to tell you that you're not chaya for the tildes. This number is telling you that you only bring kobonis for the others. I mean, for the others that were mentioned, you only bring kobonis for them. You won't bring kobonis for the tildes, because if you bring for the tildes, there'll be a much bigger number. But in Yesod, according to Abaye, there are 40 of us. That is what the Chayfetz Hashem says, and that's what the Maram says. Now let us go a little further. We'll come back to this yet. Rava Omar, Hamoni Rebbe. It's going according to Rebbe. The Omar Oveis Melochis Arboim Chosarachas. That the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe said that there are 39 Melochis. Rebbe had a limud, Eila Hadvorim, Dvorim, Hadvorim, Eila is 39. So you're asking me a kasha, no, there should be 40. So, but it's going according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds the 39. So Memele, we have to juggle the others that they have to be 39. So Al-Kochach, you have to eliminate one. So that's why you eliminate Kaisish. That means personally, I have nothing against Kaisish. Kaisish should also theoretically be an Ov Meloche, just like Merakit is an Ov Meloche. But I have a Giliakro that not everything that is mistavel to be an Av Meloche is Av Meloche, because we are mubul with a number of 39. Like the Gemara, good, I'll buy that. I'll say, good, not everything can be a malach, even though it has the tznoim of the malach. We have to take out one. But why did you pick on kaisish? V'lei pek chodah mahanach, v'lei yul kaisish. Elamachmalta kedabaya. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rabbi hi, the Yalef lekamon beperik hazayrik, dvorim, eila hadvorim leminyon. So memele, so even though Kaisish theoretically, Kaisish theoretically should also be enough, but I have a meat. You can only have 39 of us. Like the Gemara velepech chada bahanach. So it's not something that the Gemara wants to chepe. You'll take out this one, yes, and why do you take out this one? Now the Gemara is asking, you should go with a Seder. Oy zoyre, oy boyre, oy meraket. Da have chodem, leipik minayu, chodem velishne hach. Da hochi odef lemisti tarti meho, ve tarti meho. Ve lemisti lemichbo tlosa zimne bechode, ve ike chodem lekofo beimidi. That means if in yesod, Kaisish is as choshuv as merake. No, you just have a gilui akro. So the cheshbon is a little lopsided. So why are you giving meleches boirer three main melocha achas, and by dosh you're not giving? You're saying you only have as dosh. It's not a besondere melocha. So elam achvarte is according to Abaye. So what is according to Abaye? So Rabbi Kevege asks on Rashi, according to Rashi, there's 40. And Rabbi says there's 39. I mean, that's what Rabbi Kevege asks on Rashi. Rashi says there's 40. And Rashi beautifully explained the Mishnah that why the Tana didn't mention it. Good. The Mishnah we took care of. Correct Rabbi Kevege, but what's with Rabbi? Rabbi you didn't take care of. So Dachsach Mir, I don't understand really Rabbi Kevege's kasha. Because, you see, Rava said a teretz, Rava oma homoni Rabbi hi. So what does that mean, homoni Rabbi hi? That means, till Rava, we did not learn that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi. Rava was the one that said, you know, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi. And that means, without Rava, you learn the Tana of our Mishnah is not the Rabbi. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? So, look, I found another Tana. The Gemara daf mem tesa mit beis. The Gemara daf mem tesa mit beis. This nan, ovis melochis aboim chosa achas keneged me. So how did we get this magic number? Amelu Rab Chanina bar Chome keneged avoydeis hamishkan. So Rashi says pshat according to Rab Chanina bar Chome that keneged avoydeis hamishkan oisen hamnuyi shom beperik lal godu niz meloches hoyu tzrichen lemishkan uparshe shabes nismecho leparshes meloches hamishkan lumeidei menu. He says, these malachas were in the Mishkan, so how did you get the magic number of 39? What's this? They were in the Mishkan. According to Rab Chanina Bar Choma, we could dachsame very well learn Pshat in the Mishnah, if the Chayvetz Hashem was nichet to say that the Tana did not speak about all the malachas, which are one is Chayiv, the Tana was interested in speaking about Sidur at the Pas, so that's why he spoke about 39 malachas, but you say there's 40 in the Mishkan, so according, our Mishnah is going according to Rab Chanina Bar Chome. There's another man, the Yoma, that says Malacha, Malachta, Malachas, is 39. So he had also a magic number. Rabbi also had a magic number of 39, Eila Advol. These people have problems. So according to these people, Hastis, Fakert, you'll have a problem, so who says Zaira, Boira, Merakeit? Fakert, according to these people, if you have problems in juggling, so Fakert, that was the Gemara's Kashan Rove, so you make it two and two. So let Boira have one double, and let Tosh have one double. Ain't a Hanami. The only problem we have is our Mishnah. No, our Mishnah is not going Sai according to Rabbi Sai, according to the whoever has a magic number, there's problems. Then there's not a problem. The Gemara said what the problem is. You can't say at random give Beirer, there should be three Me'ei Melocha Achas, and those shouldn't have any. Ein Achanami. So according to these, the 39 Melochas, there'll be kaifish and dosh, and then and there'll be beirer and meraki, then a chanami. So there won't be zayre. You have to take out one from beirer. But Rava thought that would be a solution to the Mishnah. So the Gemara said to the Mishnah, it's not a solution because the Mishnah says klar that beirer, zayre, meraki are three separate others. So al kochach, that is not the solution. But the solution, according to Rashi, is that fakert, the Tana of our Mishnah holds in Yisod, there are 40 malachas. And who is the Tana? That's L'chayre, Rab Chanina Bar Choma, and Daf Mem Tesa Med Beis. And the whole Mekor of the, whatever was in the Mishkan, is a malacha, L'gavi Shabbos, and that's it. And if there were 40 malachas in the Mishkan, so there are 40 malachas L'gavi Shabbos, the way the Maram and the Chayvitz Hashem say. Let us see Taisus. Shekein Ani Eichel Pitai B'loi Ksisha. Vim Taima Mikom Bokem Lechshev Ksishis Samemoni. Good. When you come to the Siddurah, the Paz. So this is a rare occasion that people are Kaisish. Right, people are not Kaisish. Abo Ksisha Shamamoni in Dava Bemishket. Va'ah Hagar Da'oni Eichel Pitei Belay Ksisha Le'inyin Samamoni Melochach Shuvi. So Memele, so speak about Ksisha and speak about Samamoni. So why didn't he mention it? Oimari the lav dafka oichel pitoi. Elohu adin the oni tsoiveya besamamonim beloi ksisha. So now Taisva says ayisot. So what does Taisva say? So Taisva says that meleches. Taisva says that meleches ksisha was a meloche that was not a necessary meloche to do. Wherever it's involved, say you're involving Afiyas Apas, say you're speaking about Samamonim, Ksisha is a luxury. It is not a necessary meloche that has to be done. It's a luxury. That is true. In the Mishkan, Ein Anias B'mokim Ashiris, in the Mishkan they zicha made Ksisha. But that does not mean that it falls that is called a besondere meloche. A besondere meloche is a meloche, a meloche that is necessary. So if it was necessary to have boirer, zoire, or merakeit, so memela these three are meloches bifnei atzma. Masha ein kein ksisha, which is not a necessary meloche, so Mamel, even though it wasn't the Mishkan, but it's not Choshuv, that means it's not necessary, it's not important. So Mamel, it's not considered a Meloche Bifnei Atzmai. So, if a person will be Kaisish alone, he'll Zicha Bichayiv, I mean, he's doing the Dosh process. It's Oisish Tei Meloches Mei Meloche Achas. But to say that Ksisha is a different Meloche because it was done in the Mishkan, since there wasn't a necessity to do it, it doesn't have achshivas. Only the important melachas. Takel the Gemara and Baba Kama says such a lashon. Now we understand the lashon that wasn't the Mishkan. It was choshev. That's from the melachas. That means you need something that was choshev. That was important to be done. So Taisvis does not have the problems that we asked on Rashi. According to Taisvis Take, it is not a bazundera. So now we know why the Tana. Now we know why the Tanda did not speak about Kaisish, because it is not a Bazundra Meloche. Vim Taimel, Merakid Nami Loilisni, Shekein Oni Oichel Pitoi Beisa Belusa, Kediyomar Besaif Pirke. So Mamela, if you're telling me already that the only, what is called a Bazundra Meloche, if it is necessary, but something that is not necessary, it's only done l'shem luxury, that's not called an important meloche, and it's not called a besondere meloche. So memelos of Taisus says, so memelos of the merakid is also not an important meloche. Shekein oni oichel pitoi beisa belusa. He eats it without this process of rikud. He eats it with the mulsan together. Kedi omar besayif pilkin. So memela, if the criteria The guideline is what is necessary for an Oni, that's called important, and what's not necessary for an Oni is not called important, so Merakid is also not important. The Yeshleiman for Taisvis, the Reiv Aniim Ein Eichlem Beloi HaKodet. No, the means there are some Aniim, the girl, poor Aniim, they eat without HaKodet. No, but since there are some anim that eat without a kodesh, alin yechalem mitztafen asubim v'kirinu b'milechem b'oretz kiven d'yeish anim sha'oichlem b'isa b'lusa. Since there are some anim that eat isa without a kodesh, so memele, so there's a chiyev chalem. That's what the sugya says later. That is zicha most aniyim takemek hakodes. So memela hakodes considered a melocha cheshuve, and ksisha is not considered a melocha cheshuve. That is shitas hataisis. Tanu rabono, hoyu lefonov minei oichlam. Boirer vaoichel, boirer umeniach. Velo yivrer, so this is very difficult. This is mamish like double talk. So the Gemara asks, my comma. Oma ula hachi comma. Boirer v'oichel leboi bayoi. Boirer umeniach leboi bayoi. Ula mocha lo yivrer v'mbirer chayiv chatos. Let us see Rashi. So Trashi, hayu lefanov minei oichlim garsinen, veloi garsinon shnei. And let us see what Rashi is telling us over here. We'll see Taisvus is goyreshnei, so we'll see what Trashi did not want to learn like Taisvus. Hayu lefanov shnei minei oichlim garsinen, vechein perish rabbeinu chananu. So he had two minei oichlim, and vafal pikein, we're going to speak about psoilus. So the ba'oichel mitoich oichel shayich breire. So we're speaking about shnei minei oichlim. You have carrots and peas, both are oichlim, and it's shayich breire shebeirer oisoi she'enei chofetz lechel mitoich oisoi she'reitzer lechel. So beirer is, if lefiyemis will learn in the sugi that pseilus mitoich oichel is called beirer. So the one that he does not want to eat, if he doesn't want to eat peas, so memele, that's called pseilus mitoich oichel. Da isa sheinei chofetz boi, choshe pseilus, ka bi isa she chofetz lechel. Chein mash me bi Yerushalmi, de goras abeire oichlem mitoich oichlem chizki oma. So al kaponim, so we see that by oichlem, so that's why it's shnei mine oichlem, that's all that there was in this keili, and so kochoch, The Tana is telling you this din breire b'shnei mini oichlam if he wants to eat one and does not want to eat the other. Rashi was not goyre shnei mini oichlam, so the Ritva says Rashi learned that it's hayu afana mini oichlam, so the mini oichlam is tamas a garnish mit garnish. The steiger is the mini oichlam, but there was real psilus here. So the mini oichlam, the steiger is this mini oichlam together, but really the breire is of a real psilus. Why Rashi learns like this? If Rashi is chaylik on Taisvus, veisernit, because later we'll see there's a baraisa that says klosh nemi neyoichlim. And Rashi doesn't make a grais later. We'll see. But I'll compare him. That is what Rashi is saying here now. Rashi is saying that the girs is not shnemi neyoichlim, mi neyoichlim. V'lo yivre, lekame porech, mai koma, bereishe tona boire, v'hoda tona lo yivre. So what did Ula say? So Ula said as follows, that boire v'oichel leboi bayoi, for that day you're allowed to be boire. Boire meniach leboi bayoi. What does boire meniach mean? So Taisus tells us boire meniach perish letzere chachere. Could be boire for himself, he can be boire letzere chachere. Ulemochel letzere chmochel is la yivra v'birer chayiv chatas. Is la chayre pshat in Ula was as follows. That, let's first of all, let us say dachsam de ivre in Ula before we say the pshat in Ula. That means that Friday night is allowed to be Beira for Shalosh Udas. That's Beira Va'eichel Le'Boi Ba'yoyin. It's the same day. Ulemocha Lo Yivre means that for Shalosh Udas he's not allowed to be Beira for Malava Malke. There's one day, there's Boi Ba'yoyin, and there's Lemocha. And that's Tachsim the Ivre in the Gemara. Now, the Lomdus is that there, just like we had mentioned yesterday, in Meleches Mefarek, there are, the gedder of Mefarek was that a person separates an oichel from a psoilus, letzeirach oitzer. That means that was a meloche, that was a meloche that was done for tikkun ha-oichel. But it was not done, you look with the derech, how the derech is done with each min bazunda. Something which is letzeirach hayayim, for Shabbos, for the same day, it is the same day of the week, it is the same day of the month. So this is called derech achila. Whatever is done for the same day, that's called tzeirach achila. Just like lahalacha we hold, that the heter of oichel mitoich psoilus does not have to be b'shas you're eating. The heter of oichel k'vdech psoilus can be before the suda, for the suda. So that means that's also called a tzeirech achila. Le tzeirech oisa yoim, so Ula went a little further. Ula held that the whole yoim is called, that's not called oitzel. That le tzeirech achilas hayoim, that is called, that's called, I'm going to eat it today. So I have to eat it the next minute, I'll eat it 2 hours later. But I'll eat it Shabbos. So that's called derech achila. If I have an intent to eat it tomorrow, tomorrow already is another day. That is not called derech achila. That is called, you're preparing food. You're making food that is not called, it's for a different day. Even in the time span, it could be for an hour later. This is already a different day. Letzayrech mocha is already a different day. So for a different day, that already has a shame boire. It does not have a shame oichel. It's not derech achila. That already is derech breire. You're preparing the food for a different day. That's not called derech achila. So then it's takala yivre, vimbira, Chayiv Chatat, Stal Lachayra was the Svara of Ula. The Svas Emes asks Akashe, Zera Gishmak Akashe, and he blames with Akashe. He says, according to Ula, Ula holds, Letzayrech Hayoim, is that's Derech Achille. Letzayrech Moche is Derech Breire. Fine. So he asked, just like the Gemara says in Pesachim, Ha'oife Miyontav Lachayl, so the Gemara says, "Ein eloike als a svar of hoyel or mikle yoichem." That means you're not allowed to bake from yontav lechayil. But there's a svar since lemaise the pu'ula safiyah that I am doing can eventually end up; it'll be eaten today. So this is called, even though my intentions were for tomorrow, but since the end result could be for today. So memele, so he's not like it. You're not like it. If you want to look at it, you're like a hoyel or mikli yoichem. So frekter in Taisus and Psochem ask Sakashe, all malachas should be mutter and Shabbos, hoyel mikli chayla she yesh by sakone. So Taisus a chayla she yesh by sakone is not shchiyah. Fine. But al kaponim we see that Taisus held that in Yesod, the lomdus of hoyel pas by malachas Shabbos also. So memele frektes vasemes, so Memela, how could there be a locha la yivra Memela? But if in bira chayiv chatas, why should you be chayiv chatas? It could come out that someone might yet derive benefit from it today. So if someone derives benefit, so it has it doesn't have a shame boire, it has a shame that's derech achila. Al kaponim, that's how Ule learned pshat in the barais. Maskiv lo rav chizde, v'chimuta lefais leboi bayoim, v'chimuta levashel leboi bayoim. Now, Rav Chizde, l'chayre Rav Chizde, frektach nish simzach. L'chayre, the longest of Ula was that leboi bayoim, it's not called derech breir, it's called derech achile. In derech achila is mutter. One is permitted to separate one thing from the other derech achila. What sustel is there to a fia or a bishul? Al kaponim we see that Rav Chisda fakert. Rav Chisda this vore bechlali didn't want to buy. That it's called derech achila. That's called derech achila. I'm boire Shabbos by night because I'm going to eat by Shalosh Shudas. That's called derech achila. That Izicha didn't want to buy. Novos efshe letzeirech einig Shabbos it's muta. So he says no. Letzeirech einig Shabbos shemata meloches. V'chi muta lefeis lebay b'yem v'chi muta levashel lebay b'yem. That's l'chayra the kasha of Rav Chisda. Let us see Rashi. V'chimuta lefeis levashel lebay b'yem. V'chanami ov melochi. This is also an ov melochi. Kiven da'amret olamocha chayiv chatos. It means if you would tell me it's a darabonon, v'chimamei lefeshel tzayrich, oynik Shabbos, they were matarit. But you're telling me it's an ov melochi. If it's an ov melochi, v'chimamei there's no heter of lebay b'yem. That Al Kaponim was Rav Chisda's time. Elo Amar Rav Chisda. Boire v'yoichel poches mikishir. Boire u'meiniach poches mikishir. That the shir breire is a groigres. You have to be mevarer. A machel the size of a groigres, it should be mevurer from psoilus. So boire v'yoichel eichatzi groigres. You take away the psalus from a chatzi groigers. Boira meniach, poches mi kishir. U kishir lo yivroyo. Bim biru chayiv chatos. So here Taisvah says, what was the lomdus of Rav Chisda? So here Taisvah says, this war of Rav Chisda. So the Gemara is akash Rav Chisda, maskev lo Rav Yosef, chimuto lefeis poches mi kishir. You'll have to bake poches mi kishir. So here Taisvah says what the lomdus of Rav Chisda was. Ametaret salke daitach, Rav Chisda held, the poches mekishir have a derech achila. He held that this is derech achila. That means the meloche is loitza. The meloche is you're preparing food to put away. So if it has a choshev shir, so that's called, that falls together of oitza. But if it has a small shir, so that's called derech achila, and that doesn't fall into the category of boire. And again, Rav Yosef didn't hold of the shtik teire. Again, this machte sich nicht wissendig von. The lomdes of Rav Chisda. He disagrees vehemently with the lomdes of Rav Chisda. No was, maybe because it's a chatzi shir, it's mutter. So he says, Rimutta lefe is poches mekishir. Where do we find the heter of the dua meloche, poches mekishir? Let us see Rashi. Poches mekishir, poches mekigroigres. I agree with you, there's no chiyevchatis. It seems that what Rashi had to bring in the kaimelon chatzi shir as osla min ha-teire, because mistome, that's why he had to give a mushel. I mean, maybe one would say it's also midarabonan, and afshelo tzeirich einig Shabbos they were matter. So therefore, so he wouldn't have a kasha. Maybe that's pshat Rav Chisda. What's the problem? So therefore, Rashi says if he has the kasha, he held because la locha we paskin that chotzi shir is also minatayre. Al kaponim, this is a yisaidistik Rashi that others want to say. That the Gemara in Yuma says two reasons why Chatzi Shir is Osir. One reason Chatzi Shir is Osir is because it's Chazil Tztarufi, because it's a potential. There's a potential that it can become a Shir, it can become a Tzuruf with another Chatzi Shir, and it can become a Shir. So Mamele, it's like the Torah answered to be machnes yourself in a matziv, that it might be a potential mechayiv. That is the issa of chatzi shir. And then there's a drosha of kol chaylev. So other achreinim the Chaim Tzvi mentions that in the Meleche Shabbos, there's an issa of chatzi shir, so he wants to say, it could be it's totally in these two timing. If the time is out, chazil it's tarufi, so it's also chazil it's tarufi. to learn that from kol chaylev could be it is a yisr dafke by midi de achila, that achilas chotzi shir is also. But achilas, but by melochis could be there's no yisr of chotzi shir. Al kaponim from Rashi, this Rashi we see klo nitozed up. Rashi machsach nishvissendik, that is to limudim in the Gemara Yume. Rashi names on for dova poshit, that here there's an yisr of chotzi shir min atayre. The Ritva asks, what is this different than Mavir Beis Ameis Peshus HaRambam? So the Ritva says, the Leke Shum Akire Chayfetz Mim Kaimai. Dalton tut sich nicht der Meloche in Ganzen. He says, the Meloche is, Loimi Boy, that we once mentioned about Amoyer, that together of Mavir Dalad Ameis Peshus HaRambam, is pshat is that you're taking out from his reshus. Reshus is shalodam is dalad amis. So you're taking it out of his dalad amis and bringing it into the reshus harabim. So it's a pchine like you're taking from reshus ayochet to reshus harabim. That's how the balamor learns pshat meleches mavir. So here the Ritva says, lehoi akiris chayfetz mim kaima. Here I didn't do the meloche. The fellow on the lomdis of the balamor, the meloche is avore dalad amis. Two amis he didn't do. It's not a chatzi shir, it's a chatzi meloche. A chatzi meloche, that means if you're not doing the tzuras ha-meloche, so it's not also in ganzen. Here I'm doing the tzuras ha-meloche, I'm baking. No, the Torah said that one should bake a certain amount, and I baked less than that amount. That falls into the category of chatzi shir, and this is what we pass in the chatzi shir is also min ha-Torah. So Al Kaponim, Rav Yosef was not zufrieden with Rav Chizda's pshat. Elo Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said a new pshat. What's Rav Yosef's pshat? Beirer v'oichel biyat. A person is beirer v'oichel biyat. He's beirer biyat. Beirer u'meiniach biyat. He leaves it in the yad and he'll eat it right away. But it's, yeah. Bekinain uvetamchi lo yivre, vimbira potra avalosa. Benofa vikavera lo yivre, vimbira chayiv chatas. He says, so the three lishainis in the Baraisa are talking about three different eifanim. There's boirer biyad, there's boirer bekinain uvetamchi, and there's boirer benofa vikavera. Zot Rashi, what is kinain uvetamchi? Bekinon kli eich sha'oisin oisa sha'oisin ka'ein tziner rochav mila'achav v'kotzim alafonu. It's like a funnel. Ubali matbeya oisin oisa ba'abayra boi kitnius noisin kitnius b'mokim ha'rochav v'menanoi v'kitnius m'neishu se'galgal mizgalgal v'yere derech pi v'kotzim. The kitnius find their way out of the funnel v'apsoilis nisha b'keili. Psoilus remains in the keli. Potter avalosa mutal lachatchila loyhavi didomi lebreire. There's also like a breire bekli. The chayiv chates loyhavi techlachi yatu. This is laachiyat the ike breire benofa vekivre. That is the ike breire. Aber biyad loydomi lebreire klal. Biyad is bechlal not domi to breire. So biyad lemaise that's derech achila. This is a breire bekeili, but sklach hayat. Nofe vikavere is chayiv chatas. Maskif lo rav hamnune, mide kinoin vetamchoi ktoni. So rav nune asked on rav Yosef, that means till now, each makshin was asking on the lomdis of the other one. The other one said, lo boi boyoim, it's not called breire, chatzishir is not called breire. So the Makshan asked, no, the Baibayoim, it's Zicha Breire, and Chatzishir is also Breire. Now, Rav Yosef said a very nice Lomdis. In Lomdis, no one is Cholek on him. Biyad, it's called Derech Achil, it's not called Derech Breire Klal. Kinoi Vetamchu, it's Breire Klal Chayad. And then in Kaveres, it's a Moloch Adaraisa. But the Rav Nun is only asking, to say that the Baraisa meant this, is, that's a bissel modna. Midei kinoi v'tamchoi k'toni. So let us see what Rashi says. Midi kinin v'tamchi k'toni. So the Rashi learns the kasha is not on kinin v'tamchi. Uwa dinami d'poch midi nofa v'kavara k'toni. Elochode minayu nokat. He says, if the goal of the Baraisa is to be mevara, the different oifanim of breire, there's a breire biyad, a breire b'kinin v'tamchi, a breire b'nofa v'kavara, the Baraisa should have been more explicit. The Baraisa should not have been so vague. That boy revoichel lo yivre birechayev chatos. If the Tana wants to tell us these halachas, he should have definitely been more explicit. Elo omar Rav Hamnuna. So therefore, Rav Hamnuna said pshat in the Baraisa was select mer in the Loshna Baraisa. Boy revoichel oichel mitoich apsailus. Boy revomeniach oichel mitoich apsailus. Pseilis mitoich oichel lo yivrer vim birer chayev chatas. Maskiv lo abaye midi oichel mitoich pseilis ktoni. So, the Bedafen doch verstehen, just like Rav Hamnune had tainis and Rav Yosef midi kinim vitamchi ktoni. Hamnune held that since it says birer vi oichel, so the lotion is mashma like that. Boire va'oichel, what does he say the oichel for? Here it's boire and here it's la'ivre. So boire va'oichel means that's oichel mitoich psoilis. What is he telling you the oichel for? So that's telling us oichel mitoich psoilis. And Abaye held, midi oichel mitoich psoilis. No, if the Tana wants to tell you this aloche, he should have either been more explicit. Yeah, I'm a mashmois. Didn't like it. Elo amar abaye boirer vi oichel la'alter, o boirer o meiniach la'alter, o lo boi ba yoim la yivrer, vim biro nasa ke boirer la oitzer, v'chayiv chatos. So according to Abaye held that this is mamish das licht in the losh. Boirer vi oichel, why is the Tana coming to tell you oichel? What is he telling you? So our kocher is telling you the whole heta of breire is if you're going to eat right away. The la'alta is very easily understood. Or else, what's felt oist of a oichel? So if a kev breire v'oichel means if he eats right away. Breire v'oichel, right away he eats. Breire menich, right away. And if it's not breire v'oichel, so then it's in birr chayiv chatas. If it's not breire v'oichel already, it's chayiv chatas. So this already is thus licked in the mamish in the lashon of the Baraisa. That's why Abaye's pshat is the muvcher shebe pshat. Now there's a machlokes harishonim. What does Abaye hold by boirer psoiles mitoich oichel la'alta? And it depends how you learn pshat in the kasha that Abaye asked on Rav Hamnuna. Other Rishonim learn pshat that Abaye asked, midi oichel mitoich psoilis ktoni. Eis Rav Hamnuna said, boire v'oichel, boire oichel mitoich psoilis. And Abaye said, midi oichel mitoich psoilis ktoni. It says boire. Boire is part of it. Boire can mean oichel mitoich psoilis. Boire can mean psoilis mitoich oichel. Boire is boire. It says v'oichel, he should eat. Boichel is not a pirish of the boire. Boire means boire anyway. And v'oichel. That was Abaye's kasha on Rav Hamnuna. If you learn that was the kasha, so then we have to say according to Abaye himself. Abaye said that boire means boire. It doesn't make a chilek between oichel mitoich psoilis psoilis mitoich oichel. Boire means anyway. Now what did Abaye say? No, the Brais is telling her, but it's mutter if it's oichel la'alta. So zuk the Ritva, according to this pshadl, comes out, according to Abaye, that la'alta psoilis mitoich oichel is also mutter. That's what Abaye holds. I feel upset because that was his kasha. That was his kasha Rav Hamnuna. His kasha Rav Hamnuna was, it says boire stam, and boire stam means bein oichel mitoich psoilis mitoich oichel. He wasn't minded that v'oichel is a gilui in the boire, that it's a breire of an oichel, a boire v'oichel. That's one mahalach. Comes out of Gevaldike Kula. Another mahalach is that, no, Abaye's kasha, when Abaye asked, Boirer, when Abaye asked, Mi di oichom b'teich pseilis k'toni, not that Abaye holds that stam Boirer is no difference in oichom b'teich pseilis k'toni, oichom. Means Abaye would accept this. Boirer could mean oichom b'teich pseilis. But if the whole Tane is coming to tell us the difference between oichom b'teich pseilis and pseilis b'teich oichom, so he should have been more explicit. That's his kasha. Meet the oichom b'teich pseilis. You'll tell me boira means oichom b'teich pseilis, I'll buy it. But to tell me the reisha means oichom b'teich pseilis, the seifa means pseilis b'teich oichom, and the tanin never mentioned the word. That was a bias tanin. So if you learn that that's shat na bias kasha, so then lefi emes could be that what a bias says, he says a bias moide that only oichom b'teich pseilis is muta. Pseilis b'teich oichom is also, but he says that that's not shat na b'raisa, because the b'raisa did not explain this difference. But la halacha, that's what Abaye is telling us, that the whole letter of Breir is only la alter, and shaloi la alter is chayiv. He's talking about oichom mitay pseilus. Pseilus mitay chaychol, he's made it that it's awesome. The Tana isn't telling us this din, but la halacha, he's made it to Rav Amnune. He says, the whole, it's only a machloik, it's alter zetz ein de bereise. But la halacha, he's sich a made it, pseilus mitay chaychol. Is a boyer in Yechayev Chatas, a fellow lauter. Zogt Rashi. Oichel mitoich pseilis, loy derech breirei. That is not derech breirei. That's the svar of Rav Amnune. Boyer in Nabaye, boyer umeiniach, boyer va oichel lauter, u boyer umeiniach lauter, Lachel la'alta, she'ein ze derech boirerin. Now, Rashi, there's a very interesting shini haloshin. In Rav Amnune, Rashi said, loy derech breirohi. In Abaye, Rashi said, she'ein ze derech boirerin. Is lumei de mistafina, I would think that Rashi holds like the first day in the Ritve, that according to Abaye, pseilis mitaychecho is also muta. And therefore, that is the Shini Aloshin. Rav Amnune said, Davka oichol mitoich pseilis, loy derech breire. Oichol mitoich pseilis is not derech breire. That means it matters what you're separating. Oichol mitoich pseilis is not derech breire, and pseilis mitoich oichol is derech breire. Abaye said, Abaye didn't look in the chayfetz, was tutsach in the, this is derech breire, this is not derech breire. He said, ein ze derech breirem. That means if he's eating it right now, That makes it ain't that derech boirerim. That makes it that it's not a boirer because he's eating it. So it could be a fellow pseilis mitoich oichel will also be muta according to Abaye. Loitza latznia. Amru rabona kame de rove. So they told over rove Abaye's pshat. Omar lohu shapir omar nachmeni. Abaye kizuk tagut, the bereise, this is the best pshat. Hoyu lefonov shnei minei oichlam. Now, we have here, and here no one makes a grais. Hoyu lefonov shnei minei oichlam. Ubirer v'ochal, ubirer v'hiniach. Rav Ashi Masni Potter, Rav Ashi said the Psa Baraisa that says you're Potter in such a case, Potter Avalosa. Rav Yumi Yemidifti Masni Chayv. Rav Ashi Masni Potter, Rav Ashi says Potter, fact the Gemore, so there's a Boirer, there's a Boirer V'Oichel, which Lachayra means La'alter, and Rav Ashi says, Potter Avalosa. Like the Gemara, Votoni Chayiv. We learned that there's no, so others say that the Gemara could have asked Akasha Votoni Mutter also. But Al Koponim, the Kasha is, and Rav Ashi, we didn't learn a Baraisa that says there's such a thing as Potter Avalosa. We learned Mutter and we learned Chayiv. How does this come in? So the Gemara answers like Kasha. Ha, bekonin, kinin v'tamchui. Rav Ashi is baraisa that says potter avolosa, speaking about kinin v'tamchui. Obinofe vikavore. This is speaking about anofe vikavore. Zot Rashi. Vasanya la'el chayiv. So the kasha is from the Baraisa we just learned chayiv. V'i beboirer umeiniach la'alta. If it's speaking about boirer umeiniach la'alta. And like he says, boirer voichel. Boirer umeiniach, that sometimes means la'alta. Mutter lachat chilahave. Upotar avalos aleke. So where do you have a boirer voichel la'alta? And it should be potter avalosa. So the Gemara says that the la'alter is by the potter avalosa is by konim v'tamchi. And then the chayev is by nofe v'kavor. Zok taisus. Maskif lo rav amnune, midi konim v'tamchi k'ton. Perish bekunter is. So the kasha was, the kasha was from Rav Amnune, Rav Yosef said, that there's three dargis. There's biyad, there's muta, bekonim v'tamchis, potar baloster, and nof v'kaver is chayim. Mask lo rav amnune, midi konim v'tamchik ton. Perish akunter is. Dochanami abemotze lemifrech, midi nof v'kaver k'toni. He says, the kasha is not afkan koni v'tamchi. The kasha is, if the braisa is differentiating between three cases, yad, koni v'tamchi, nof v'kavore, so the braisa should be more explicit. From afkan koni v'tamchi. V'kosha l'ri, maiko meshani l'ri, l'ravamnune, if the taina was that the braisa is differentiating between three cases, the braisa should have been more explicit. Ledi dynamitik shi midi oichel mitaych psailus ktoni. He says the tana. If the kash is the tana should have explained the chalukim. So according to you, the tana doesn't explain the chalukim. He also says he doesn't say the psailus midi oichel mitaych psailus mitaych oichel. He didn't say. So mamana shechev it's a kash in yourself also. Va'oid besamoch, the Gemara we just learned Perish HaKuntres, Vasan Yechayev, Tahainu Hach Tahoche, that here it says Chayev. Umishani, de benofe v'kavore mairi. And what does the Gemara answer? That Chayev is speaking about nofe v'kavore, this is like Rav Amnun is a kimte. Veiche mishani hochi, midi nofe v'kavore k'toni. Just like the Gemara shlogged up. Rav Amnun midi konim v'tamchi. So Rashi says that midi nofe v'kavor is also a kasha. You can't make an akimta nofe v'kavor if the Baraisa didn't mention it. So how can we say this Baraisa is speaking about nofe v'kavor? We slugged up this akimta. V'nichla Rabbeinu Yitzchak t'davke mekinim v'tamchi porich. That the Gemara's kasha was only from kinim v'tamchi. V'ochi perushim, midi kinim v'tamchi k'toni, kivin de noches lefrushay dine breire. The biyad muta, obenofa v'kabor ha'chayiv chates, lo laniach melishno is kinim v'tamchi de potar avolosa. That means that the Gemara's kasha that Rav Namnuna asked on Rav Yosef was that the Tane spoke about two halachas. One, he spoke about biyad is muta. Boire v'ochi, that's muta. V'im birer chayiv chatos, he also spoke about that. That is a chayiv chatos. But the middle halacha, lo yivrer, so here he didn't say what the din is potter. He should have, just like it's mutter, it's chayiv, he should have said, potter avalosa, not all of a sudden lo yivrer. Others say that Tosis land lo yivrer is going on nofa v'kavore. Nafil lo yivrer is going on konim v'kavore, but the tan is not consistent. That means that the Tana is telling us, b'diyevet, if one did it, so the Tana said, here is chayiv, here is potter, and here is muta. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was that you're putting in a foul, a third foul, for shteinish in the baraisa. Boire v'oichel, so we hear the next pshat. That the next pshat was, what was Rav Amnun's pshat? Boire v'oichel, oichel mitoich psoilis. So mashme, the oichel mitoich psoilis, ein derech preire bekach. Eichel mit erich pseilis is mut. Kekoshe fragt teises de bereich peirik teulen am rinen. Ma darkoi shel beurer neutel eichel meniach pseilis. He says, the Gemara says that that's the Dalkei Shal Boira, Rishay Mushamayim. Our Gemara says that's not Boira, that's Derech Achille. So Taisi says, I'm a Chudish Tike Teretz, V'ya Shloima. Tohosam B'Psoiles Meruba Al Ha'Oichel. If there's more Psoiles than Oichel, Havi Oichel Mitoich Psoiles Derech Breire. Then Oichel Mitoich Psoiles is also Derech Breire. Tohosam B'Mishamer Ayri. In Mishamah, it seems it's speaking about that there's less oichel than psoilus. So memele, so when there's less oichel than psoilus, so then that's called derech breire. First of all, it's amoyre de ketaisus, azera mechudish de ketaisus. Taisus seems to say we would learn that oichel miteich psoilus, that's how you eat. That is derech achila. And Mishamah Taisus is also moide to that yisod. That Eichel Miteich Pseilis is Derech Achille. But it seems Taisus holds, he can only be Mata Derech Achille if it's not Derech Breire. That means, if you have Pseilis Muotim, so Derech Breire is to take the Pseilis. So this is Eichel not Derech Breire, then we're Mata Derech Achille. But Eichel Miteich Pseilis, even though it's Derech Achille, but since this is the Derech Breire also, it is a miyut oichel and roi psoilus, a person won't bother to take out the roi psoilus, then it's Derech Breire. If it's Derech Breire, some mele, then it doesn't matter if it's Derech Achille and it is Chai. This is a mechudish tiketaisvis, in the Bir Aloche, in the beginning of Simen Shin Yotes, he says, since the Machaba does not bring down Shitas HaTaisvis, Vaisis Laloche, you don't have to be Machma like Shitas HaTaisvis. But this is Shitas HaTaisvus. That Oichel Miteich Pseilis, by Pseilis Merube, is Chayiv. V'kosha L'Rashba, this name Perikama de Beye, HaBoirer Kitnius Biyontev. So there's a machloikis, if Boirer is Mutter Biyontev. V'shami Oimrim, Boirer Oichel V'Yoichel. You only take out the Oichel. V'shilu Oimrim, Boirer Kedalka. V'oma b'gmore b'med v'orim amurim k'sh'oichel merube al ha'psoilis. Avo psoilis merube al ha'oichel, divrei hakel noitel es ha'oichel u'meniach es ha'psoilis. That means, according to Beis Hillel, boire k'darki, that means you can take the psoilis. You can take the psoilis from the oichel in yontev. There's no is a boire b'yontev. So the Gemara says, when can you take out the Pseilis from the Oichel? That is Davke, if there's a Miyut Pseilis. So it's not a Tirche, so forget, it's not a Tirche, so you should take out the Pseilis from the Oichel. Because Boirer, according to Beis Hillel, is Mutter B'yontiv. So Memele, you should take out the Pseilis. Avol Pseilis Merubal Oichel. So then you're not allowed to take out the psoilus from the oichel according to Beis Hillel, why? Because it's a tirche. It's divrei hakel noitel es ha'oichel, u'meniach es ha'psoilus. And everyone, a fellow Beis Shammai also holds. I mean, Beis Shammai always said you take the oichel. Then everyone holds you take out the oichel and you leave the psoilus. Fektach tais v'shem v'shamayim v'ibe psoilus meruba lo'oichel. If you'll tell me such a yesod, the psoilus meruba lo'oichel hava oichel mitoich psoilus derech breire, Sayichi shori lebei shamai. Ho'ini osri levare kedarkei v'tzorach iyun shan. How could the Gemara say? By pseilis meruba aloichel divrei hakel. Means divrei hakel means bei shamai also. No, bandav zayin v'nahapachu. If it's pseilis meruba aloichel, so then it's derech breira to take the oichel. So then according to bei shamai, the din should be davke pseilis mitoich oichel. Dar oichel mitoich pseilis. Vosan yechayit. Perish bekontris, v'haynu bereise delel. This is the bereise that we had learned before, that b'yirvoichol, b'yirmeniach, l'yivram v'yirachayev chata. So that's perish bekontris, v'haynu bereise delel. V'koshelari, the maida makmina lo b'nofa v'kavore. So what is the Gemara answer? That that bereise being b'nofa v'kavore. Mash medavke l'boy b'yoymos, rabayin. That was the last pshat in the mekubodike pshat in the bereise. He said that Chayiv is speaking about Leboi Bayoim, not Laalta. And now you're telling me that the Baraisa is speaking about Nof of a Kavora, Leboi Bayoim, Avala Alta, Lebanof of a Kavora, Shori, as they come to Hoys. Of a Perikama de Beya Mashma de Nof of a Kavora, also Becholinian. This Nan Beisil Oimrim Boyre Kedalke Bekine Vetamchen, Avaloi Benof of a Kavora, and says Loi Benof, and doesn't differentiate, Loi Maflik Bein La Alta, Leboi Bayoim, it says Tam. So Vaisa is Nof of a Kavora is also La Alta also. And here it comes out that Nof of a Kavora is only also La Boi Bayoim. For oi, L'chayre L'ula de La'el, have a Boire La Boi Bayoim, Kamoi La Alta. Let's figure it out from Ula. Ula holds Boi Bayoim is Mutter, so it's equivalent to La Alta. La Baye, Vim Kain, Shori, L'ula, Ben Nof of a Kavora, Afilu La Boi Bayoim. So if you'll say that La Alta is Mutter, the way it seems to say, the way Agamara seems to say, that La Alta is Mutter and only Leboi Bayoim is also, so according to Ula, that Boi Bayoim is equivalent to La Alta, so Leboi Bayoim also be Mutter. So what do you do with the Mishnah and Bayim? At least in the Bayim also, Lechol Apoch is Leboi Bayoim. It says, Klo that Nof of Kavor is also, because it's Breire. The Nira Lari, the Breise, the Lael, Airi, Beboirer, Biyat. The Baraisa de Lael that says Yechai by Leboi Bayim that's speaking that everything was Biyat. For Hochi de Mukmilo Benof of the Kavor, here we said the Baraisa says Chayiv is by Nof of Kavor, Baraisa Chitei. It's a different Baraisa that says Chayiv. Vafilu Laalta Chayiv Chatos. Eis Nof of the Kavor is Chayiv Chatos Laalta. Chay Mashm Beter Perisha by Nechananu, the Perisha Yesh Gimel Dinim Beboire. Laalta, the Biyad Mutta de Lechabchila, Pekinim Betamchi Potter Avalosa. Nof the Kavor Chayiv Chatos. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ki also Rav Dimi, Oma, Shapse de Rav Bivi Havoi, that's Shapse de Rav Bivi Havoi, Higia Yoim Elias Oimed and Mishamish Allah Tamidim. Seems each week someone had a different opportunity to be Mishamish, to serve the food. So it's a Shapse de Rav Bivi. Ve Iklu Rav Ami ve Rabasi. Shoda Kamayu Kalkola de Peri. So instead of putting down in front of each of them a peiri on a plate, he went, those are kalkola, the peiri, and he threw it out on the table or on the floor, wherever they were eating. Shoda kamay. Very interesting. So the Gemara says, V'lo yodana, I don't know pshat in Rav Bivi. I mishum de sovar oichol mitaych pseilis osa. Imishum ayin yofehu de mechavim. I don't know pshat me Rav Bivi. Now let us see Rashi. Vishoda kamayu v'leirotza livrer ha'eichel mitoicha olin v'losais lifnei kol echad v'yechad. That means like this. He had al kalkola, and in the kalkola there was mixed up olin and peiris. Now if he would be a nice waiter, he would go and take out before the meal. He take out before the meal, he take out a peiri for each one, and then give it to them, give them a peiri. Before the meal, l'chayre is mutter. And he didn't do this. So maybe he held before the meal is also. He held before the meal is also. That's what we're claiming. Helashotcha, v'heim noitlim v'oitlim v'shitu arzen nifrash oichom yelab. What he did, l'maisa, when he threw everything out, so automatically everything became nifrash, the oichel from the psoilus. So he avoided any problems. Now the problem of the shayla is, why did he do it in this way? Why didn't he take out each peiri bazunda from the olin? So that's the shayla. If he asked, koidem asuda oichel mitay psoilus, or he did it afkalts ayin toide, at ayin yofi. He wanted to give them a lot, so mamele he threw out the whole kalkola. Eat whatever you want. Let us see Taisus. V'lo yodana im yishum de kesava oichom itech pseilas osa. Perish. Lo yodana. Masha loy biraram tchila. Koidem sheheviyam lifneyam. That is the shayla. Before he served. That means before the suda, he should have taken out the peiris. And that's before the suda. So memela, maybe he holds that is osa. He held before the suda is osa. Aval ein lefarish mashaloi biraram bishashe niach lifnayim. That zicher is not a suffix. When he brought it for them, that means right now. why he didn't take oichom mitay psalos. In came I come mishum de kesava oichom mitay psalos also. The lekula alma sherin and oichom mitay psalos laalta. He says laalta retzicha mutter. The whole shaila is why before, why wasn't he boirer it before? Bishaitoi izichet it was mutter to be boirer. Bishaitoi it seems he didn't have an interest to do it now. But the shaila is why before the suda wasn't he boirer it? So that the Gemara's asafi could be he was machmer and he held that before the suda is also asa. It is only mutter dafke bishaitoi achila. Or could be did it outside in Yofet.